Happy Father's Day to all you fathers. What an exciting day. And welcome back to Random Threads Podcast. I am your host, Shayna Miller. I am so glad that you guys pushed play today. You really make me super happy, and I appreciate you guys so much. So let's get into today's podcast. So in some circles, if anybody knew my past from when I was a baby up until now, some people would probably think that I really don't have any right to say Happy Father's Day at all, just in some people's minds and mindsets or whatever, because the father in my life, the fathers in my life have been all over the place. And it's okay. I feel free to talk about it. Like, I didn't used to like to talk about it, and I still kind of am tempted, you know, to feel uncomfortable talking about my life situation with fathers and father figures and stuff like that. When I was 1 year old, my dad actually died. He was separated from my mom. They were going through some relationship problems, and he actually was killed by his girlfriend. And it was actually my mom and dad were thinking about getting back together, because they had just separated, and that basically pissed his girlfriend off, and so she killed him. And so I know I kind of said that whatever, but I'm, you know, almost 34 years old. I've had a lot of time to know the facts about what happened to my dad. And sad story. Like, obviously my mom probably still goes through bits and pieces of a psychological thing there, here and there, I bet. But yeah, so some people may not think that I have basically a right to even say Happy Father's Day to a father or whatever. But I do have to say that I am very blessed in the fact that my mom remarried when I was 13 to a wonderful guy, a wonderful man. And he basically looked at me and my older sister, and he was like, challenge accepted. And by golly, he did right by us. He was a strong person, a strong father figure in our life. Sometimes maybe a little too strong, a little too stern, but inheriting two wild girls, he would have to be a little firm with us. Anyway, I'm super appreciative of the job that he did in our life and still is doing in our life. He is my father. He is my dad. And I do say Happy Father's Day to him, and Happy Father's Day to him all year round. He is a great man. Obviously, everybody throughout their entire lives are still thinking and like redeveloping themselves in a new way. And I know that basically every day, every moment, every year is a new chance to, recreate yourself and go new paths and life changes and level up and stuff like that. And I am just one of those people that were blessed to have a father in my life. And, I do not take that for granted. I am super blessed to have a father and a mother in my life, and that they are super close right now. And just with lots of changes and stuff going on in all of our lives, I'm really glad that we're able to go through changes together, and we're more comfortable, accepting each other, changing in our lives, you know, leveling up in our lives, you know, all the new adventures that we've taken and the moves that we've made and stuff like that along the way. So basically, Happy Father's Day to my awesome dad. If he ever listens to this, I don't know. I'm trying to grow an organic audience, so I don't necessarily advertise that I'm doing a podcast to my family, because I don't want just my family listening to my podcast. And right now, I'm super happy and blessed that it's not just my family listening to my podcast. So I hope that you guys enjoy every time that I talk about my past and every time that I kind of open up a little bit more and more with you guys. You guys are super special to me, and I know that I have a safe place here. So anyway, like I said, Happy Father's Day to my dad. I love you, Dad, so much. You're an amazing person. You're very strong, and you have taken life's challenges, and you have leveled up every single time, and you have basically evolved with the circumstances and the obstacles and everything that came your way. And I believe you're doing the best with what you have been given. And I thank you so much. I love you so much. I'd like to direct the attention of this podcast, the remaining part of this podcast episode, towards my husband, because I was also blessed to get to be married and have a husband, and we have children. So I am a very blessed woman to have seen my husband, a non-father, and he became a father, and he still is a father. So I kind of just wanted to pretty much dedicate this podcast episode to Dakota, my husband, and I do believe that he is the best father ever in the whole world. I love him so much, and it's been amazing to watch him become a father and to grow and learn and exude perfection in fatherhood. I am just so beyond happy and blessed with Dakota and the way that he fathers our children. And basically, I kind of just wanted to say a couple of things, and hopefully if he listens to this, that he just knows that I love him and I appreciate him, and he is the best thing for our children, hands down, 100% best thing that our children could have ever even asked for or received in their life. And I love you, Dakota. Basically, to me, a father is, he is the freaking backbone of any family. You know, all members of family can be like losing their mind or going crazy or being dramatic, or, you know, things can be just like the world is ending. You know, the mom can be stressed out of her mind, and she can be, yes, I'm talking about myself, you know, feeling like, you know, losing time, wasting money. I mean, you can, like, all things can be just crashing into the mom's mind, and she can just be having such a dramatic day and feeling like she's anxious and stressed out all day long. And the kids can be fighting with each other, or they can be having their own emotional bad days, or they can be upset or frustrated at their schoolwork, or they can be, you know, not feeling well and stuff like that. And basically, you know, like just going crazy. But a daddy's cool, calm, and collected presence is a stable place to run for protection and reassurance. You know, when a father does his job and takes his life role seriously, then there is absolutely nothing that can sway his stance in protecting and nurturing and teaching and encouraging and helping his children and his wife to be the best versions of their own true selves. And like the backbone of the family, the father being the backbone of the family, he's not just there with a heavy hand trying to direct traffic, so to speak, but he's there to truly see the true person inside of each of his children and just be able to kind of like encourage the true aspects in the child. You know, he sees the strong suits, and like, we'll just take Grace for example, you know, he sees the strong suits in her imagination and being able to like just say build Legos, you know, and like do a really good job of like landscaping Legos and stuff. And so, like, you know, he can take that and he can nurture the like engineering or architectural part or artistic part of her life. And, you know, it goes with any, like Grace, Angie, and Gideon. He can see the true, what they truly love inside of themselves, and he can just take that and like take it and encourage it a little bit. And if they happen to change a little bit, he can take that and he can encourage it. Kind of like, and I know I'm gonna go to like a music term or whatever, just because I grew up around music, and Dakota's huge in music, and he grew up also in music, you know. So it's basically like fathers, daddies, dads, you know, the backbone of the family. They're like a bass drum in a band. They may not be flashy or obnoxious or demanding any attention, but if you feel with your heart and if you listen carefully, you will hear and know they are there. As sure as anything, keeping the beat and everything flowing in the perfect direction. They're there. They're there, steadfast, stable, solid, just there, keeping it, keeping the beat, keeping things held together, everything held together, holding the house together while loving, caring, playing, and offering an unwavering stability to the roots of life. Basically, when a father does his job and takes his life role seriously, he is the biggest root to any child's life, to any, like, basically a springboard for the child to just jump off and fly. I love you, Dakota, and I super appreciate you being a fantastic father to our children. I couldn't have asked for anything better. You have totally went beyond my dreams and expectations towards a husband, of course, but definitely towards a father figure for our children. I am so impressed and in awe with the way that you father our children. I am so happy, literally, that our children get to have a father for their entire life and get to have a father from infants to today, to now, to forever. It is a blessing that nobody should ever take for granted, like nobody. And I love you, Dakota. You're amazing. The children love you. They always miss you when you're at work or when you're away. We love you so much. Thank you for being a fantastic father. And again, happy Father's Day to all you other fathers out there. And be sure to, you know, give your dad a happy Father's Day, whether they're still on earth or if they're in heaven or if they've passed on or whatever, you know. Or if you have somebody else that's a father figure to you, you know, just step out, wish them a happy Father's Day, you know. It's all about love. It's all about spreading love and positivity, you know. Quit holding grudges. We have one life. We have one chance at this. We might as well do it with love and happiness, you know. We might as well just be jumping out there with smiles on our faces and giving people chances, you know. All we can do is love. That's our greatest superpower. It's just love. Thank you guys for listening to this episode. I will talk at you next weekend.